the book of Acts. The Apostle Peter, in verse 22, says, "Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God, appointed and anointed and sent and authorized by God." A man approved of God. Had to become a man because it was a man that sinned. So he had to have the nature of a man. And he's the seed of the woman coming, our humanity. The seed of the woman who was in the act of rebellion with her husband Adam, who brought about this awful curse upon those that they represented, those that Adam represented. She was part of it. But yet, the Lord Jesus of Nazareth became a man and was the seed of this woman, not the seed of the man. The man had sinned. It was a federal head, and she wasn't a federal head, but she had sinned, but she wasn't a federal head. Adam was the federal head of the human race. But she is the seed of the woman. And he is a man, become a man. He's got to be a man because it was a man that sinned. I suppose if an angel had sinned, it would take another angel to redeem him. I don't know. But being you and I are human beings, it took a human being to redeem us. So our Lord Jesus Christ must become a man. And he's called the second Adam. The first Adam failed, but the second Adam did not fail. The second Adam, as a man, did what Adam failed to do, the first Adam. Approved of God. Among you by miracles and wonders and signs. What more would you want? Miracles, wonders, and signs. Which God did by you in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him, that's Jesus of Nazareth, being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. God determined to send him. Before anything was in the in eternity past, but there's no such thing as eternity. It's all eternity with God. In eternity, God determined that man would fall. And at the same time, he determined that he saved some of those that fell. Determined in his determinate counsel and foreknowledge, foreknew what would transpire and take place. This Jesus of Nazareth, delivered in your hands, doesn't say that, but that's what it means, by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by wicked hands, you people, men of Israel, and you've crucified him and killed him. Whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. And then I'll skip a few passages and go over here in the 32nd verse. This Jesus, that is Jesus of Nazareth, man approved of God, This Jesus hath God raised up from the dead. He actually died. Life went out of him. And as a man, he died. Dead. Stone cold dead. As a man. He experienced death. But God raised him up, whereof we are all witnesses. Witnesses to this miracle of God raising the dead. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into heavens, but he himself saith, the Lord saith unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstools. Wherefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts, or in their conscience. Their conscience were wounded. Their conscience were stabbed. Their conscience began to bleed. And the effect of it was that they said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? What can we do to undo what we've did? Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of him whom God hath approved, whom God hath anointed and sent and authorized. You repent of your wickedness, what you've done, and you be baptized in the name of this man. This man that you've hated, this man that you have taken with wicked hands and crucified him, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, I'll quit reading there. Talk to you a few minutes here from the book of Galatians, chapter 6. At least we'll begin here just for a few minutes. Remember that our series of meetings will begin this Friday evening, and I want to express the appreciation of all of us to those that have made it possible, the women who cleaned up and arranged menus